This is ear training class. We're doing famous major and minor melodies. What's going to happen is the students, I made a list, which you'll see on the page, of famous major and minor melodies. We don't know what keys these are in. And we're going to diagnose the key first. And then once we get that, we're going to try and diagnose the melodies by ear before we find them on the fretboard. So we're not just hunting and pecking. And then we'll execute them on the fretboard. All right? Here we go. The first student picked Cliffs of Dover. Figures, he picked the hardest one on the list. No, it's fine. We're going to do it. I said we're going to do it. So the first thing we need is the key. Now I'm going to skip ahead to the main bit of the song a little bit. Okay. Now, dead giveaway right there, the bass. You've heard me talk about this a lot. The bass is playing boom, isn't he? I don't know if it's a he, but let's just assume it is. Like, listen to this. Boom. Okay, so figure out this isn't an absolute pitch class, it's a relative pitch class, so find out what note that is. Boom. I already know because I know the song. What is it?
G.
G, you have to know that first. Or at least you have to know it in your ear. Like, the eventual step is we're going to execute this on guitar. So we'll have to know the key at some point. We might as well know now. But the point is, for ear training, even if you don't know which note that is, you still would transcribe everything in relation to that pitch. The boom. You have to get that first, or else nothing else makes sense. Now let's go to the. I assume you meant like the most famous part, like right. That I don't know where that is. And here it comes, right here. Good luck. What I'm going to do is record that little bit and we can keep it on loop because that goes by quick. All right, so I made a loop of it and we're going to diagnose each note at a time. I'm going to guide you through this because this is a hard example. If you can do this example, you can do anything. The first thing we hear is da-da-da. Now, we know our note is, so just stick with me, you guys. We know our key is boom. That's one. So before you play anything, what is ba da da? So that note ba. What is this? Bum. Don't play yet. In relation to boom. So we have boom ba. Yes. How did you get that so quick? She said six.
NBC.
Yeah. She instantly heard that. And then so the notes go ba da da. So that middle. Could you tell that the first and third notes are the same? I hope. And the middle note, did it go down or up?
Down, yeah.
By a lot or a little?
A little.
So can you predict what it might be if you're coming from six and you're going down a little? Oh yeah, and then check and see if you're right. If it's five, then it should be boom to hmm. Right? And so does it go in D like da da da? So do we have six, five, six so far? Right?
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's tabs galore of this song. Why would you go through this painstaking process when you can just go online and get the tab? You already know the answer, so I'm not even going to answer it. This is why you come to ear training class in the first place. So we got 6, 5, 6, right? So find that in any position you like, probably not in an upper octave, not like on the lower strings, like on strings 3, 2, or 1. Yes, Hillary's got it right away. Good. Chad's got it right away. So that's the first couple notes. This is how I would go about it. Just cut one note at a time. So we got da-da-da-dee. So remember, we're analyzing, don't play yet. We're analyzing everything from boom. So we got boom to hmm. Or hmm to hmm. So I put it in the same octave. Hmm to hmm. Because earlier I went boom to hmm, which is an octave away, so that makes it harder. So I just took it up an octave. Hmm, hmm. So we're comparing hmm to hmm. So what note interval is that? That's a 4. Hmm, hmm. Okay. So far we got, I actually can't remember if I recorded that it was a 4, but da 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 dee. And we know it's not 5, 6, 5, 4. Like, it's not going down to the 4. It's going up an octave to the 4. So see if you can find that. 5, 6, 5, and then up an octave to the 4. All right, find that. Not only you'll have to find it, but find it in a position where you can play it. For example, we're in the key of G. You know, I might go like string 3, fret 9 and 7, and then skip to the top string 8th fret. I don't know if that's where Eric plays it or not, but it's not important. This is not transcribing. We're not going to literally play the song. We're just doing ear training. So that's how we got it so far. Keep listening from there. We got 5, 6, 5, 4. Oh, bam, boom. Let's just hear that one note. So, bing, boom, the note we're analyzing is, and we're analyzing against the tonic of G. So, G to, G to, 6 again. So, we got 6, 5, 6, 4, 6. So, I'll do that. Good, that's nice. 6, 5, 6, 4, 6. And then the next note. Boom. So boom. So we're analyzing against or if I put it in the same octave, I just gave away it a little bit. Instead of you go and now the what is that? What interval is that? To don't answer. It's a 2. The answer is a 2. 5, 6, 5, 4, 6, 2. So it would sound like 5, 6, 5, 4, 6, 2. Actually, I don't know if that's right. Yeah, it's right. We're almost there. We're not gonna do the whole lick, just this first little lick. So that's what we got. And then the next note after that. Hang on. So we're doing it again. Boom. So don't play it. Boom. It's a 3. Oh, blah, dee. Right? I hear 1, 3, 5. So far we got 6, 5, 6, 4, 6, 2, 3. Or maybe I skipped a note. Oh, there's a note in between. I skipped the 4. It goes 4, 3. So 6, 5, 6, 4, 6, 2, 4, 3. Yeah. So in the end, we got 6, 5, 6, 4, 6, 3, 4, 3. I said that wrong. 6, 5, 6, 4, 6, 2, 4, 3. I don't know if I would necessarily think that way when if I was memorizing this, because I think the first chord of it is boom, like the bass player is playing C. I'm sorry, he's playing A. So I don't know if I would think of it in terms of those numbers. I would think of it against the A minor chord, like that's a whole different subject. But it would be, I would think 5, 4, 5 to the A minor, and then 3, 5, 1, 3. So that's a lot easier. They're mostly chord tones to the A minor. And then you're going to, the next chord is. That's all over an A minor chord, so that would be the 9 right there, but I'm digressing. So I'm just saying that it's useful for ear training to diagnose them according to the key. But when memorizing this riff or analyzing this riff, I'd analyze it to the chord. Does that make any sense? move on this one. We picked a tough one, but you guys got the first few notes. And by the way, if this, like, what am I doing technically here other than I recorded it and playing back the WAV files and isolating? But you can also slow this stuff down, you know. I've said it before, but I just want to show you, it, you know, the technology is there. It's not hard to use. If you slow it down, let's say I slow it down by 50%, and now we got this. Right? And then that makes it way easier. That'd be interesting to figure out. It's kind of a psychological frustrating thing that I'm going to, after all that work, we're going to move on to a totally different melody, but here we go. When we go to the next student, I'm going to ask her for a minor melody so that we can alternate between major and minor.